Title: A Line in the Sand, Federal Circuit Bounds IPR Estoppel in Ingenico v. IoEngine. Content: In a significant development for patent litigants, the Federal Circuit in Ingenico Inc. v. IoEngine, LLC, affirmed an important limitation on the scope of IPR estoppel under 35 U.S.C. 315, E. 2. Specifically, the court held that estoppel stemming from inter-parties reviews, IPR, applies only to grounds based on patents and printed publications, not to patents or printed publications evidencing other grounds that could not have been raised during the IPR. This ruling upholds a Delaware jury verdict that invalidated IoEngine's flash drive patents based on device prior art, despite Ingenico having previously pursued IPR on the patent claims. The decision resolves a split among district courts about IPR estoppel and the proper interpretation of the term ground in the estoppel provisions of the Patent Act. The decision reinforces statutory boundaries and offers clarity on how estoppel provisions interact with district court litigation strategies. The statutory framework, what 315(e)(2) and 311(b) say 35 U.S.C. 315(e)(2) estops a petitioner from asserting in district court any ground that the petitioner raised or reasonably could have raised during that inter-parties review. The statutory aim is to prevent piecemeal litigation and encourage efficient resolution of patent validity through the PTAB. But 35 U.S.C. 311(b) limits what art can be raised in an IPR only on the basis of prior art consisting of patents or printed publications. This limitation, along with the meaning of a ground, became central in Ingenico. The case, Ingenico v. IoEngine. Ingenico filed a declaratory judgment action against IoEngine and filed IPR petitions challenging IoEngine's patents related to secure portable devices, e.g., USB flash drives. The IPRs resulted in a finding that certain of the challenged claims were unpatentable. In the district court litigation, Ingenico ultimately prevailed at trial by invalidating the remaining claims based on prior art that included sale or public use of physical devices evidence that could not have been raised in an IPR. IoEngine argued that such invalidity grounds were barred by IPR estoppel because the device evidence was entirely cumulative and substantively identical to accompanying instructions and screenshots, which IoEngine argued are printed publications that reasonably could have been raised during the IPR. The district court rejected this argument, and the Federal Circuit affirmed. The Federal Circuit's ruling, estoppel stops at grounds based on printed publications. The Federal Circuit focused on the meaning of ground in 315(e)(2), noting that 315(e)(2) must be read in conjunction with 311(b), which defines the universe of permissible IPR grounds. The panel emphasized that under 35 U.S.C. 311(b), Congress intentionally limited an IPR's scope to invalidity challenges based on prior art consisting of patents or printed publications. Accordingly, grounds not based on patents or printed publications, e.g., grounds based on device art and the like, are not within the scope of IPR estoppel. But what about patents and printed publications relating to the device used to challenge the claims in the district court? The panel addressed this, noting that a ground is not the prior art asserted, and Congress under 315(e)(2) only precluded petitioners from asserting invalidity in district court based on a ground that could have been asserted in the IPR. The Federal Circuit concluded that Congress did not preclude a petitioner from using the same prior art raised in an IPR. Indeed, the Federal Circuit stated, IPR estoppel does not preclude a petitioner from relying on the same patents and printed publications as evidence in asserting a ground that could not be raised during the IPR, such as that the claimed invention was known or used by others, on sale, or in public use, emphasis added. Thus, the Federal Circuit's opinion expressly limits IPR estoppel to grounds, not prior art, that could have been raised in an IPR. The court made clear that IPR estoppel does not extend to system prior art, physical devices, patents, and printed publications as evidence in asserting grounds not eligible for IPR trials, or any other prior art outside the statutory scope of the IPR. Practical implications for patent litigation. Ingenico reaffirms that device and system prior art are available as a basis